Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Good afternoon, San Antonio and all of South Texas. My name is Arnie, and I am sitting in studio with the car aficionado, the man of the hour, Randy Adams, who we'll be talking to here shortly. Grab yourself a phone line, folks. It's time to fire up the lines. 210-599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. We are glad you're a part of the show today, a part of our family, and we are grateful for your tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, the host, the man, Randy Adams. Good afternoon, Randy. How are you, sir?
Thank you, San Antonio, for listening in. We love you. We want to help you. This is my program to get out there and tell everybody how to buy and sell. Learn to do what you need to do with your vehicle. It's the second worst investment we have on earth here. Of course, a house gains money. A car eats money constantly. But we want to teach you everything you need to know. If you have any questions, there's no dumb questions. Crazy answers and some answers that you don't like. But let me tell you, you're willing to ask any questions that we got. The market's hot right now. There's lots of stuff going on. There are a lot of customers out there. I've seen a lot of black tags. So people are out buying a bunch, but I'm hoping that they take pen, paper, and calculator to learn what they need to do about buying and selling a car. Go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. Walk through the process. We'll tell you what your trade-in's worth. We'll answer any questions. You can email us or you can give us a call at 830-625-7159. We'd love to hear from you. I got all my calls made last week. It took me a few days because we were so busy, but no, this big time going on all across the country on cars, except up there where this really snowed in, but a lot of action in Dallas and Houston. We've sold a lot of cars wholesale. That's mainly what we do. We place cars everywhere. Russia's back to selling, but they're telling me they're in bad weather. China's looking for certain cars, but so this is really, the world's got small when it comes to cars. But you need to be prepared. You need to know what you're going to buy, what you can afford. Two kinds of cars, remember, afford and can't afford. You need to buy what you can afford because you'll lose your credit. You'll lose everything, and, you know, it's not good. You need to make wise decisions, especially for your family. Don't be a selfish person. Do you drive a car that's worth more than your wife's? Well, maybe you need to look at it a little harder, a little closer. Maybe she's more, you know, don't you appreciate her? Put her in a good car, and you just need good transportation maybe. But you need to afford what you're spending on a vehicle because a vehicle's going to eat money constantly. Look out for your family. Look out for yourself. Let's make the right decisions, you know. Take the selfishness out of buying.
210-599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. Let's get a little bit, let's pull it in a little tighter and talk to the folks out there. Randy, tell them the type of cars, trucks, RVs, the units you buy, the things you're looking for. So if somebody's out there wondering, geez, you know, am I the right person to call into the show? Explain in detail a bit more about what you do.
A lot of free advice. We had a lady call us with a bad caravan that caught a little fire. I told her exactly what to do, what her options are, because sometimes I can't buy them all. I can't make all that decisions. I have places to go with probably 98% of the stuff that's on the market. We'll buy a $100 car, $100,000 car, it doesn't matter. But we do a lot of antique car business. We do special interest cars. We go buy here, pay here. We do it all. I mean, we'll put a figure on almost anything. In fact, one of the talk show people here, his husband has a Spider for sale. So if anybody's looking for a three-wheel Spider, you might give my office a call, 830-625-7159, and we'll tell you who owns it, and you can buy it from him because I don't need the unit. They've softened up a little bit.
What's a Spider? What are you talking about?
It's a three-wheel motorcycle.
I've seen those. Oh. Some of the Harley guys, they like those, and other Harley guys don't even call a motorcycle.
Well, some of the Harley guys put training wheels on theirs, you know. Yeah. That cost a lot of money, but, you know. Sometimes your legs can't where you hold them up any longer. Yeah. And I understand that. But no, we buy Harleys. I may have a Screaming Eagle coming, which is a, expensive Harley Davidson for a Harley. But no, we, in fact, we're down to two Harleys right now. So no, any kind of car, any kind of, right now we're talking about 7.3-4 diesels. They're still hot. We're still looking for them. 5.9 Dodge diesels. We're looking for them. We're looking for certain Mercedes and certain, Lexus. Need some 03, 04 Lexuses, RXs. Love to have them white, but any color. White's our best preference on that. But no, give us a call. But when you're getting ready to go out there and make that purchase, make sure that you take pen, paper, write down everything they say. Let's get it in writing. Everybody needs to have it in writing. So there's not a problem. So you know exactly where you stand, what you're doing, and also take a calculator so you know exactly how much you're paying for the car. Don't make that mistake. And all the dealers are telling me, keep telling everybody how bad title loans are. 330% interest, you can't overcome it. You borrow $5,000, you owe $900 a month for lots of months. You pay back $25,000 on a $5,000 loan. That's a bad investment. Guess what? If you need $5,000, you're going to spend that money, and you're not going to be able to make the payments. You're going to make 3, 4, 6, 7 payments, and they're going to come get your vehicle, and you're going to be afoot, plus you're going to lose. There's lots of situations where these people collect $6,000 to $7,000 on a $5,000 loan, and then they get the car, so it's free, and then they sell it for $7,000 to $8,000. It's free. Don't make those bad decisions. And also, the CPAs are all calling me and telling me, make sure you tell them how bad rapid refunds are. That's 120% interest plus a bunch of fees to get your money 3 weeks early. Don't do it. Wait on your money. Cash is king when you're buying a vehicle.
210-599-5555. Phone lines are wide open, or 1-800-299-KTSA. Mm-hmm. Speaking of free, the advice on this show from Randy is free. So if you're in the process of maybe trading your car in and you'd like to know the real value, that the dealership should be giving you upon, going to the dealership and looking at that other car, you know, have the confidence going in knowing exactly what your vehicle's worth. That's an important thing.
Everybody's situation's different. Every car deal's different. It's really hard all over the board to figure out what to do and how not to do it. But we try to give you wisdom, you know, on what to do. And listening to this show will help you get some wisdom, because we're going to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly about car buying and selling. And, you know, right now the market's all over the board. I think you had an email question. Didn't you say that a lady had a car for sale? You asked me about on a 2010 Nissan. Was that right?
Yeah, I did. Let me see if I can find here, Brad. We had so many emails come in. As a matter of fact, let's get right to that. Yeah, this was from Carol last week. She was listening to the show. She said, I have a 2010 Nissan Altima, she says. I've been showing my car to about 8 to 10 different car dealerships. She says it has 81,000 miles on it. She says, why does the price vary so much from all these different car dealerships? I don't know what to do or who's telling me the truth.
Well, she needs to go to learntobuyandsellcars.com, make a brief description of it, and we'll put her a firm figure. If there's a couple of little minor things wrong with it, we may have to cut a little off, but most of the time we don't. But, you know, ballpark figure, she's in the $8,000 range, maybe 85 for that car. But a lot of dealers don't know what the market is. They can't sit at their dealership and follow the market. We live the market. We're at auctions. We're online. We deal with dealers all over Texas, all over the United States. And if she's got some minor things that need to be fixed, a lot of dealers don't have the money to fix it, and then they don't have the means or the places to go that we have to go to sell a unit. We've been in the business. We've been one of the top wholesalers buying and selling at San Antonio Auction for the last 40 years. So we've got a lot of contacts to sell that car in a lot of places. That's why the big box store that advertises so much that they'll buy your car. I want that option too. Don't let them steal your car, because we beat their bids 9 out of 10 times, and we'd love to do that again. So if you get that opportunity, go to learntobuyandsellcars.com or give us a call, 830-625-7159. We'd be glad to tell you what your car's worth. And if you don't get the description on it, we'll give you a ballpark range so you know where you stand.
That's peace of mind right there, and that's exactly what this show is about. Having peace of mind, you know, being educated before you go in, knowing what your car's worth, and being able to stand firm at that car dealership to say, I won't go any lower than X amount. And there's been a lot of folks who have called the station, Randy, and you've given them a dollar amount. You've actually even given them a written check and said, if the dealership doesn't give you that amount, you come back and see me.
Yeah, we give you a draft, which that way, lots of times you can save a little tax money. But no, we'll make you an offer, give you a draft. Sometimes these dealers will take the draft, but lots of times when we've given these drafts, the dealers have gone ahead and give the people the real money. One of them, the lady was $2,000. We gave $2,000 more than the dealer was going to trade, give her a trade in. And she ended up, trading it in and got the money. And she apologized to us, but I said, ma'am, at least you got the money for the vehicle. That's what we wanted. We wanted you to take care of, to know exactly what your car's worth so you know. I hope you made the right deal with those people. I hope you wrote it down. I hope you got the right interest rate. Go to all the free websites that'll give you a credit rating. Karma.com creditkarma.com, annualcreditreport.com. Find out what your credit score is. That way you know what you qualify for. Talk to a bank, credit union. Get your loan lined up. That way these dealers can't make 2 to 10% on your loan. And they will if they get that opportunity in F&I. And don't buy extended warranty. Hey, if you're buying a new car, they've already got extended warranty. And then make sure you write down all the promises that dealer promises you on that vehicle so you know exactly where you stand. So take your time. Listen to us. Go to my website. We've got a class right there on the website to tell you how to buy.
210-599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. If you've got something that's got wheels and you're looking to sell it, you want to know what the actual cost of it is. Maybe you're looking to buy your friend's vehicle. Maybe you want to trade your vehicle in. Maybe you want to sell mom's vehicle. Doesn't matter. The good, the bad, and Randy says,
the ugly.
We want them all. So with that being said, let's light up the phones. We've got James calling in. James is on line one. James, thank you so much for calling. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, gentlemen. Mr. Randy Adams, great, great show. Love your
thank
question,
you.
And you're really, really awesome, awesome show. I myself have a 2008 Cadillac SUV, fully loaded. It's got a V6 sunroof. It's got everything. The heat seat up. It's beautiful. Trouble is, I want to get into maybe a newer vehicle, maybe a used newer Cadillac, or maybe a new Cadillac. I don't know. I just want to know how much mine's worth. Like I said, it's a 2008. It's got 95,000 miles on it.
Is it an SRX?
Yes, sir.
It's got nav or not? Does it have nav? Navigation?
Yes.
Now, here's the key. Has it got a good Carfax?
Yes, sir, it does.
Great. Wholesale value on that unit due to the market right now is about $9,000. But shop dealers, get on the internet, shop Cadillac dealers all around, and make sure that they're getting you down on the price on the new one that you're buying. And real money's going to be $9,000 if it's past that, honestly. You know, it might stretch to $10,000. Is it white tan or black tan?
It's a gray. I mean, actually, there's not a scratch on it.
Yeah.
I actually bought it 2 years ago for $17,000.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's immaculate.
What color is it, James?
Gray.
Gray.
It's gray.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know that car at this time of market, it's immaculate. Probably $10,000 real money. So get them beat down on the price before you tell them about the trade. Get your financing lined up. Get your credit score lined up. Evidently, you've got good credit, and just get that interest rate down. Talk to Randolph Brooks USAA. Talk to Security Service. They've got some great rates right now. They want your business. So you've got your information with you when you walk in that dealership and you walk in F&I and they want to finance you. Say, hey, I got 1.9 from somebody. I got, 2.2 from somebody. That way, unless you want to leave your option open and go with them to leave that credit open if you want to borrow something later on. But, this interest rate's where they make a lot of money. So get prepared right there. But I appreciate you calling, James.
I was going to ask you, tweak your mind here a little bit.
Yes, sir.
The only trouble that I've had with the vehicle, I want to hear something funny real quick. About 2 months ago, I was in my truck, and I started the truck, and I was cleaning the windshield and the back windshield with the fluid. Apparently, when I hit the back windshield, the bracket fell off the back, and my neighbor was in her nice clothes walking past the back of my truck, and no lie, it squirted all over her. I mean, it flooded her and squirted her in the face and everything. from my windshield wiper, the bracket that broke in the back. The timing was unbelievable.
That is. But they do have a little issues on them SRXs in the rear, on the rear hatch and all. They do have a few. And as you know, we're making more things out of plastic. So.
Yeah. Hey, start stopping at the gas station a little bit more, James, and using those squeegees, and stop messing up the neighbors. Leave the neighbor ladies alone, or you're going to find yourself in more debt than your car. You're going to have a lawsuit, young man.
Hey, Mr. Adams, one more thing before we
sure.
go there.
Very quickly. Benny, we see you there on line two. Hang tight. James, go right ahead.
Listen, I noticed my truck does not, the only thing that happened is my truck does not start twice a week out of 7 days right away. It hesitates, and I realize when I open my vehicle from wherever I am with my alarm system on my keychain, if the lights flicker in the back, it won't start right off the bat.
Might either a weak fuel pump on the slow starting or a ground to your fuel pump or to your tank. Might be it. Sounds like a ground to me. But your fuel pump might be getting, how many miles on your truck?
95,000.
Usually fuel pumps last longer than that.
It's not the fuel pump.
The fuel pump's in the tank, and that causes them to start a little slow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, when the fuel pump gets late, I tell you what you do the next couple of days. Turn your key on, leave it on. Don't try to start it. Turn it off. Turn it on. Let it set a minute. Turn it off. And then the third time, try starting. If it starts right away, it's your fuel pump's getting a little weak.
Why does the lights flicker differently twice during the week, though?
That sounds like a ground to me.
Okay.
Sounds like a ground. There's a lot of ground issues to automobiles that people don't know about.
Well, you know, being a Cadillac and driving into a dealership and having them find the problem, they're going to tell you, oh, we took this long, we couldn't find it, but we finally found it, it's going to cost you this. And I don't want to go into that problem with them trying to navigate finding the problem. I'd like to know it before I go in.
Get on the internet and check and see. Lots of times YouTube and a lot of other situations that have come up and maybe even go to General Motors. Is it a Chevrolet, did you say? What kind of truck you're driving?
Cadillac.
The Cadillac. Well, the SRX, you're going to trade off anyway. Go ahead and trade it.
Yeah. Hey, leave that rear wiper. Leave that other thing alone. And say la vie to the neighbor and get yourself something fresh.
Just hope it's
I'll hit one of those dealership guys in the face and wake their face up a little bit.
Yeah, that's it.
Whatever it takes, brother. James, thank you so much for calling.
You guys have a great evening. Thank you.
All right, brother.
Thank you,
Benny, we're coming right to you. For you folks out there listening, we're waiting for your call with your question. 210-599-5555. 1-800-299-KTSA. Benny, let's get right to you. Thank you so much for holding. Appreciate your call.
I appreciate you. 2 weeks ago, I called and had an opportunity to buy a Mercury Grand Marquis with 15,000 miles, so I did that. And I'm very happy. Now I have a pickup, Toyota. Little stick shift, 1990 with 220,000 miles on it that I need to sell.
It will be heading to South America as soon as you get ready.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they love them down there. We love them here. It's still got life. Believe it or not, that truck's worth somewhere around $1,500.
Okay.
And I'm a buyer on the truck, too. I mean, $1,000 to $1,500, you can go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. We'll make you an offer. Or 830-625-7159. But don't give that truck away. If you're going to try to sell it on your own, put a for sale sign on it, and somebody from Mexico or South America will stop you.
Well,
I'd tell them $2,500.
I have an offer of $1,500 right now.
I'd wait it out. Income tax checks are just now starting to come, and if I needed a little truck and I had my income tax check come in, I wouldn't be afraid to give $2,500 for that truck, because that truck, they can drive it for 3 or 4 years and it'll still be worth $1,500.
Okay.
Where did you get that truck since last call in 2 weeks ago? How did you find that, honey?
I had the truck. My wife's been having to drive it, and we need to put her in the Grand Marquis.
Definitely. She'll enjoy that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Jay. Appreciate your help.
Thank you, Benny.
Good deal. Great two call, James and Benny. Thank you so much. Great calls for you folks out there listening. This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. Phone number to call 210-599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. TSA. So, Randy, I understand you had a pretty good week last week after last week's show.
Yeah, we sold a lot of cars, probably somewhere past 70. I didn't even count. But now the things are ginning. People are spending money, income tax checks, but it's hard to find good, clean cars. I mean, that's why I'm trying to get everybody to shop. We're going to bring cars.com in and show you how to shop the internet soon. That way you'll know how to really look hard, find out if it's a individual selling the car or dealer, you know, and you got to watch out for some of these individuals that are, as, the Texas Department of Safety saying that their curb stoners are buying cars from one individual trying to flip it themselves. But, you know, ask the right questions. A lot of these people are flipping those cars. They'll say, oh, man, I've owned this car a long time. It's a great car. And it's really not, you know. So, I mean, we teach people to look at the title, make sure the title's in the guy's name that you're buying it from. Just ran into a situation not long ago where a guy wanted his car back. Well, a guy sold the car to a guy. The guy didn't pay all the money, but he got the title. He was supposed to bring the rest of the money. And then the guy sold it to somebody else. Then the guy found the car, and he wanted his car back because he didn't collect all his money. Of course, that was between him and the buyer. But the guy didn't transfer the title. Remember we telling you? Tear off the top piece of the title and send it to the state. Let them know it's sold. But make sure you get all your money before you turn it loose.
210-599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. If you're just tuning in, maybe you just popped in your car. This show is all about the education of learning to buy and sell cars. Randy buys a lot of vehicles. Doesn't matter. Good, bad, and ugly, like he talks about. They can be everything from...
Well, we're buying a lot of cars with bad motors, bad transmissions, yeah. bad a lot of stuff, you know. We got places to go with it, so give us a call.
All right, let's go to... Bill on line one. Bill, we appreciate you calling in. You're talking to Randy Adams. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Randy. Hope you are.
I am. Thank you for calling, Bill.
Good. I'm looking at a 2006 Toyota Tundra four-door, and it seems to be in perfect condition outside. Everything is tight. Engine sounds good. Wondering what kind of money you think you ought to pay for that.
What's the miles on it, and is it four-wheel drive?
No, it's not four-wheel drive, and it has 90,000.
That's great. Miles, are you buying it from an individual or a dealer?
Individual.
That unit's probably wholesale value today is about $12,500. If you're paying $14,500, you're still in line on it.
Excellent.
Is it a limited?
No, it's not limited.
Yeah, limited's worth a little more money, but those are great units. There's a lot of life left in that unit. You can drive that unit for 200. Well, you can run it to 250,000 miles and still have a little bit of value left in it. They'd make you a good unit to have. So, but, and, they get a little less fuel mileage than the Ford and the Chevys, but they sure are bulletproof. I've had a lot of them and I sure like them.
Yeah, I'm looking at about 12,000 for it. So it sounds like I'm in good shape.
Yeah, I'd probably buy it if you don't want it.
All right.
Hey, you better get it before Randy pulls his checkbook out, sir.
And next time you're looking at a vehicle, just go to learningbuyandsellcars.com, and if you'll describe it to us, we'll tell you what we give, and that way you'll know where you stand. We'd have probably bid that unit around that 12 grand range, and that way you'd say, well, I'm buying it, what Randy will buy or what a dealer will buy it for, and I plan to make money on it. So,
yeah.
You know, that's a good buy. Latch on to that one.
Sounds like it to me, and I appreciate your help. Thank you, man.
You bet. Thank you for calling.
All right, Bill. Those are some great calls. I understand you've got a new advertiser that's kicking off this
yes,
week.
Yes, we sure do. It's a man I do a lot of business with. It's Evergreen RV there in New Brunswick. Man, I like these people. They're great people. I consign units with them. They do a lot of consignments on trailers and RVs. But let me tell you, they got a new system going in, and it's a 45-point check, inspection check on motorhomes for only $199. How many can of worms can you open up on a motorhome or a travel trailer that you need checked out? You'd spend a fortune on one if you miss a few things on that. So that's a great opportunity. If you're looking at one, get inspection done on that thing. And Mr. EC over there, I've been doing business with him for a long time. They've always been honest and fair with me. They tell me the truth. You got to watch out for some of these consignment places. because they'll tell you one thing, they'll promise you the moon, and then a month later they'll call and cut you to your knees, knowing that you need to sell it, knowing that you made a payment on it. I've done a lot of business with these people over the last 5 or 6 years. I've never had a bad deal with them. I deal with them both ways. They even work on motor homes. I know they've got a paint shop and an excellent mechanic. They got a great service department over there. So no, I've done a lot of business. They've helped me out a bunch. And like I say, I've got two motor homes on consignment over there. We don't have the room at my car lot, and I don't have the salesmen that understand motor homes and trailers. And they've got a great sales staff over there that do understand trailers and motor homes. And that's what it takes to sell one.
Give Evergreen RV a call today. 830-625-5500. That's 830-625-5500. Or go to evergreenrv.com. Those are some good folks. Take good care of you. Good, honest people. Again, that's Evergreen RV in New Braunfels, Texas.
Thank you for everybody calling. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
We are happy that you're here with us. We're a family. It's an awesome show. And
this is a family.
We're in week 19, and things are fun. We're having fun. We've got a multitude of callers who are calling in, enjoying themselves. We're helping folks, and that's the mission of this show, and we're grateful you're a part of it.
San Antonio. News is going to break, maybe in 5 minutes, maybe right now. But trust us, news is going to break. When that happens, don't get caught in the dark. Get the story from the team that really gets it. The News Talk 550 KTSA News Team. Bill O'Neill, Elizabeth Ruiz, Johnny Shannon. Because when it comes to San Antonio, it's one thing to get the story, but it's more important to get the story right. All day, every day, whenever news happens, you'll know first. Because you heard it on News Talk 550 KTSA.
Hello, folks. Let me tell you about the one and only RV center that I do business with, and that's Evergreen RV there in New Braunfels. Their phone number is 830-625-5500. Right now, they have a special, a 46-point inspection on your trailer or your motor home that's only $199. You shouldn't buy a trailer or motor home without having it inspected. They're great local people. They're right there on I-35 there in New Braunfels on the north side. That's evergreenrv.com. I've only used them. They're honest. I love the people. They've always treated me right. They've always been fair with me, and they will with you. Go by and see them there in New Braunfels. It's evergreenrv.com or 830-625-5500, evergreenrv.com. All your RV needs. They would love to sell your trailer or RV. That's where I take my consignments. That's Evergreen RV, 830-625-5500. Tell them Randy Adams sent you.
Right on, Randy. For all your RV needs, that's Evergreen RV, 830-625-5500.
Sometimes you may not notice the darkening clouds. You may not notice the change in the wind. You may not notice the color of the sky. Until it's too late. Don't get caught in the storm. Depend on the most accurate forecast. 550 KTSA AccuWeather. Depend on it.
Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Hello, South Texas, San Antonio. I love you. I love teaching you about buying and selling cars. This is Randy Adams. Learn to buy and sell cars.com. Give us a call here at KTSA at 210-599-5500, 5555, or 800-299-KTSA. We'll answer any question that you've got about a car, how to buy a car, how to sell a car, what a car is worth, what's broke, how to fix one, where to take it. Whatever I can, I'll answer for you. We thank you for all the listeners. We thank you for South Texas, the tremendous response. We can't believe it. KTSA can't believe the calls, the emails. It's great. We're buying and selling. We're teaching people. I tell you what, I've had a tremendous amount of calls to my office, and that's 830-625-7159. Answered a lot of questions for people, helped a lot of people, working on a lot of situations. I've got to have a little listener that happened to buy a car with her boyfriend. And I advise not to do that anybody. I mean, young ladies, just cause you got good credit and he's got bad credit, don't buy a car with him and don't listen to him and don't buy what he wants. Because I guarantee he's got that champagne taste with no pocketbook.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't do it. Take my advice. Make wise decisions. Keep him in a junk car if he don't have a car. Keep him in something just good transportation. We'll learn what his character is for sure. But thank you for calling KTSA. This is the greatest station around, in my opinion. I love them. They've been great to me. They've taught me a lot. They've been fair to me. And they've even put up with me not knowing anything.
210-599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. We'd like to hear from you. Since this show is all about learning to buy and sell cars, and lots more than just that, let's go to some emails we got last week, Randy.
First off, I want to tell you about Proverbs 1:7. But fools despise wisdom and discipline. All right, young girls, when you've got good credit, don't let them boys ruin your credit.
Man, is that the truth? I remember growing up, I had some friends who were jobless, but yet their girlfriends were desperately in love with these guys. And I was like, man, she's going to help you buy a car. You don't have a job. Your parents can only give you the key to the house half the time, and she's going to trust you with your credit. That's some scary stuff.
I've seen ladies that their husbands pass away, and they go buy their new boyfriends or husbands all kinds of antique and special interest cars. I've seen that. I've seen all kinds of stuff in this business. The world changes every day, and the market changes every day.
Well, let's get to Sam's question. Sam sent an email last week after listening to the show. Randy, I love your show. I see rent cars. R-E-N-T. I see rent cars lots of times have their own used car lots. Are these cars on these rental car lots a good buy?
Well, they're too close to a new one most of the time, so you got to shop price. Shop the market. Don't just take their advice. Don't walk in there. See what it costs. Now, rent cars, I'm not sure they build them as high quality as they do the normal cars that you buy out of the manufacturer's dealerships. So you got to, they're maybe a little less quality, but the good news is they're well maintained. People, they do change the oil. They do take care of them. They do get them all fixed up and shined up for when they do put them on the used car lot. And I've done business with them. I've done business with all of them, and I buy their new units. In fact, I'm needing cargo vans really bad right now. So anybody out there's got a business and they've got cargo vans, I don't care if it's a $500 cargo van or a $20,000 cargo van. I do need cargo vans, and I do that from the rent car places. I buy 15 passenger and car vans. But just look at the car, shop the price, make sure that you're getting the fair deal. And it may not have all the installation these other cars make because they cut special deals to the rent car places. And I tell you what, if it's got 30,000 miles on it, they've made a lot of money on that rent car. So all the money that they're making most of the time is profit. But they, you know, a car does not know what it brings. It does not know what it's worth. And that car doesn't care. So make sure that you're buying it at the value that you can afford and what the value of the market is at the time on that car. So if you'll get on the internet, shop price before you go in there or after you go in there. Hey, if it feels uncomfortable, you feel like they're taking advantage of you, these boots are made for walking, get up and walk out.
Sam, that was a great question. We appreciate that. For you folks just tuning in, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with host Randy Adams. My name is Arnie, co-hosting the show, enjoying the day. 210-599-5555. As Randy said, no question is a bad question. If it's got wheels, the good, the bad, the ugly, you're looking to buy, sell, trade, maybe you're on your way to a dealership next week or maybe next month when you get your income tax check, you'd like to know maybe when a good time to buy is, when the bad time is, what your vehicle might be worth. Maybe you've got an antique car. You know, this is the show. This is your show. That's what it's all about.
You know, and Arnie, I had a bunch of calls this week. I mean, a bunch of emails from companies that teach dealers how to sell cars, how to get more profit, how to close dealers, what to say, what to do. Folks, y'all need to get trained too. We go to school for everything in the world, but we don't go to school to buy and sell cars. And we're losing so much money. The dealers are opening these million and a half per month dealerships, making it on you. Be prepared. prepared. We want them to make money. We just don't want to get ripped off. So take this time to learn. If there's any questions at all, we'd love to answer it.
We don't mind them being assassins, just not sharpshooters, right, Randy?
That's
okay. It's okay to make a few bucks at those dealers. We're all in business to make a little bit of money, but you know, we don't want to get hurt over buying a vehicle.
No, definitely not.
All right, we will go to line one. We're going to go to John here, but before I do that, let me give the phone number out again if you're out there considering calling in. We're not going to bite. We'd love to hear from you.
Don't be nervous.
Nah, don't be nervous. 210-599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. We welcome your call. John, thank you so much for calling in. Learn to buy and sell cars. How are you today, sir?
Thank you, sir. Randy, congratulations. John Eastie at Evergreen. Thanks so much for saying the good things that everybody needs to hear. You know, there's so many people just get ripped off, like you were saying. But the other thing is you give them some great advice, and we're just so honored to be able to be on your show and help sponsor you and run some advertising. I just wanted to give you thanks and a heads up. And a super congratulations for a great show.
Thank you, John. And like I say, I've been doing business with them over 6 years, I got to thinking. I've never had a problem with y'all, none at all. And, you know, there's a lot of relationships you're going to have some problems with, but to go 6 years and never have a problem, that's pretty awesome.
Well, it's fantastic. We're sort of like you are. We want to make sure that customer's happy. We want to do everything we can so they come back or recommend us, just like you do in your business and the car business. We do it in the RV business. And we're so pleased to be a part of your show. And thanks so much. And have a great, great day and a great week.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
Thanks so much, John. Wow, that's an honor. Mr. Eastie calling in. I like
that's
that.
Right.
That's a good way to start the second half of the show.
It is.
Boy, that's great. Good folks doing good business and with good people. So we're grateful. John, thank you so much from Evergreen RV. Thank you so much for calling in. This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA. My name is Arnie, sitting in with host Randy Adams. We are going to go to line one here in a moment. But for now, let me give those phone numbers out one more time. 210-599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. We'd love to hear from you. It's all about you. This is our family to your family. You've got a question. This is free advice. Randy's vision. It's his mission. And the bottom line is we want to help you. Let's go to Ray on line one. Ray, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, sir. I want to be in the market for a four-door truck like in May, June. I want to stay with Chevrolet or GMC. I don't want Ford and I don't want Chrysler. I cannot afford a real thing. I think it's anywhere from 2006. Is there any problem with those trucks in those years?
Thank you for calling, Ray. Not really. I mean, we see them with 250, 300,000 miles on them. Just save up that cash. Make sure that get your loan lined up. See what you qualify for. And just shop the internet. But no, you don't really have any problems. Kind of make sure that check the frame. Make sure there's not a lot of rust underneath, because we get some units from down deep south Texas every once in a while. People have been fishing a little bit too much. But other than that, no, they're good units and they last a long time. They keep their value. We just had a 99 at the auction, brought 4,900. But you're going to spend. Yeah, that was at the auction. A 99 brought 4,900, but it was a clean, good unit, you know. So, you know, and so they keep their value. That's what I'm saying. And that one had 150,000 miles on it. But if you'll shop hard enough, there's some 04 to 06s out there that you can probably buy for $12,000-$13,000. Drive them for 3, 4, 5 years, and they'll still be worth $7,000 or $8,000. You can't rent a car for that. You can't. You know, that's a pretty good investment. If you buy a new one, you roll it off showroom floor. You know, you give $40,000 and it's worth $27,000, $28,000 the next year. So you lose $13,000. You can buy one for that figure. You'd lose more if you bought a new one in 1 year. So look out there.
How much are you looking to spend for a vehicle?
I think anywhere from seven to ten, somewhere in there.
O102s, you can find some good 0102, 03s out there, especially from individuals. A friend of mine just called me and he said, hey, I found a 106,000 mile extended cab Chevy. Should I buy it for $7,000? I said, yeah, buy it and sell it to me. That's what I told him. And I'm.
What is the first year that they came out with full four doors?
Actually, it was, you know, in Chevrolet, I'd have to stop and think a minute. I guess it's 01, 02. Yeah, 01, 02. Yeah.
Yeah, before that, it was like only like an inside
extended
open.
Cab. Yeah, it was extended cab.
Yeah. I got one right now, and I can't hardly fit nothing in there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's you say that they're pretty good trucks.
Excellent trucks. They're good. They're good as anything.
Yeah. No, the new car deal, I've been there, done that. No thanks.
Well, we'll help you any way we can. Go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. We got the information how to buy, and also we've got our inventory over just in case something comes through that we can sell you before we wholesale it out to some other dealers. Thank you for calling, Ray.
Thank you.
Ray.
Bye-bye.
Ray, if you're out there still listening, and for you folks tuning in, Randy, give them your phone number as well so they can give you a call. If maybe they don't like using the Internet, you can also go to this phone number as well.
830-625-7159. Thank you.
This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. We are grateful you're calling in. We are grateful for you folks listening. For those of you folks who don't call in today, we love you. We are grateful for your listening. Give Randy a call during the week, 830-625-7159. He would love to hear from you. Phone numbers here again, 210-599-5555 to give us a call here at the show. Talk to us live. We don't bite. We'd love to hear from you. Or 800-299-KTSA. Rick, thank you so much for calling in. You're talking with Randy Adams.
Hey, Mr. Randy. I'm looking at dumping a 1988 Toyota Camry on a dealer. Would I be better suited? It barely runs, but my question is, am I going to get as good of a deal if I take it into the dealer for a trade, or can I get a better deal in a scrapyard or someplace of that nature?
They're probably going to try to jump that unit. They don't have any use for that thing. They don't know what it's worth. You'd have to catch. If you bring it into the deal, make sure that you've got your final price before you bring it in. How many miles on it?
125.
There shouldn't be anything wrong with that car. Go get you a can of Berryman's B12. You can buy it at any place, most of Walmart's carry it, but any parts house. It's Behrman's B12 and a quarter transmission fluid, and dump it in there and see if that doesn't help. It sounds like me injector, because those units are, I just had one, a 96 with 155,000 miles. We sold it to auction this week for $1,800, just to give you an example. But, I mean, that car, there shouldn't be any problem. Those cars are bulletproofs. Is it a 4 or 6?
If I'm not mistaken, it's got a leaking head gasket, so it drinks water and overheats.
Yeah, that, or I guess maybe. Yeah, honestly, they're not going to give you anything for it. I'd get my best deal. Honestly, I'd probably give us a call. I'll check and see if there's any of my guys that or email us, and I'll see if any of my guys want to fool with it. But I've got mechanic shops and people that fix cars up and give them to people and help people out, and single people and kids, you know. And honestly, I think your car's $300-$400 car like it is, because you're probably looking at a grand to fix it.
That's pretty much what I'm thinking too. So.
But okay. We'll try to buy it, or if you find somebody that wants to fix it up, you know, ask them $700 or $800 maybe for it, and that's probably the end gate on it.
Cool deal. I appreciate your input.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Great question. Great question. 210-599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. We would love to hear from you. Any question, any reason, any car, any boat, any RV?
Hey, Arnie, we got to remind everybody we're on it Saturday morning at 5 o'clock,
yep.
And Saturday night, 9 to 10, and, of course, Sunday afternoon, 3 to 4. And also, we're in Corpus Christi at 8 o'clock Sunday morning on 1360 AM, so they can listen to us down in Corpus Christi now.
Yeah, so for you folks who might tune in weekly here from 3 to 4, if you miss the show, tune in Saturday night from 9 to 10. Other folks who might be early risers, I mean, come on, just before Bob Webster, you can tune into a half hour of Learn to Buy and Sell Cars Saturday mornings from 5 to 5:30 here on KTSA.
Everybody, I love Steve Sorensen down at Corpus Christi, one of my best friends, one of my mentors. I love Steve, and they're going to enjoy listening to him and I on the shows on down in Corpus Christi. Christi, 8 o'clock Sunday morning, 1360 a.m.
All right, let's go to line one. We've got another caller coming in. Steve on line one, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. My wife and I, we're looking for a kind of a sporty little car just to be able to throw some bags in the back and something to be good on gas. You have anything you could recommend?
You want a little hardtop or convertible or?
No, probably a hardtop.
What kind of money are you wanting to spend, ballpark?
I would say probably around $12,000 to $15,000.
You know, you got Mustangs. Camaros are starting to come down in the V6 in that kind of price range. Miata convertibles. Yeah, I don't know if you want a convertible or not like that. But there's a lot of stuff. Just shop it. Make sure I tell you what, you may have to go to a rent car place and rent one for a day to see if you fit and if it fits what you're wanting to do and how you like them to drive. But there's all, I mean, there's 350Zs. I've had several of those lately. There's all kinds of stuff
out
there.
Do you know anything about the Hyundai Velociter?
You know, I don't. Honestly don't. They're not bad units, but I haven't really. There's not many of them out there. They look pretty cool. Hyundai's building a lot better vehicle than they used to. You can buy a standard shift for probably $2,000 cheaper than an automatic. That'll get you a little better fuel miles and have a little more fun. I drive a lot of standards. I like standards, but you can buy a lot better car or a lot cheaper car. So if it's an automatic, it's $15,000. You can buy one of those for $12,500 or $13,000 with a stick, and you might keep that in mind.
Alrighty.
But, no, Hyundai's building a lot better car than they used to. I like Scions a lot. I like the Toyota product. They're a tremendous. Honda builds a little car that's a pretty good one, too. So, I mean, there's a lot of options that you can get. I'd kind of, you know, just shop. Sounds like you could probably pay cash for one. That's the best way. The paid-for car is the best car. And so, but I would just shop and not get no big hurry. And if you come across something, you can go to our website, learntobuyandsellcars.com, and we'll make you an offer on the car so you have some kind of idea what it's worth.
All right, great. Appreciate y'all's time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you so much for your call. This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. We are grateful for you folks. We've got lots of calls coming in, so we're going to get right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Norm on line two. Norm, thank you so much for calling the show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Mr. Adams, really appreciate your show and the service you're providing.
Thank you.
I have a relatively classic car, a 1957 Ford Fairlane 500.
Wonderful.
Convertible.
Ooh, let's see
with
better.
A Continental kit, 29,000 miles, all original.
Wow.
The car is perfect. It runs great. It just sits there and idles at about 200 RPM. Just you can hear each cylinder hit. Do you have people in this area that are interested in a car like that?
Oh, yeah. I've got collectors.
What would you say that the price range might be?
You know, without seeing it on that kind of car, I'd hate to mislead you on that car because that car can be $20,000 to $50,000. You know, I had a 64 Corvette not long ago that had 40,000 miles, but the paint was gone. Inside was brand new, and it needed a little detailing here, there, around. I spent $10,000 on the car making it look like 40,000 miles. But the injustice of just trying to shoot a figure without really looking at it. But I'm going to say $20,000 to $50,000, and you've got a good unit, especially, you know, there's not many of them around. But I've got collectors. I've got guys that all over the country that would be interested in that car.
Okay, and you're going to leave your phone number.
Definitely.
Show,
I'll give
it
to you right now, 830-625-7159. Give me a call. I'll get with you. If I need to come look at that car, I'd definitely look at that car because, like I say, that's an awesome car to own.
830-625-7159.
Okay. Or learntobuyandsellcars.com, either one.
You're great.
Thank you.
Again, appreciate your service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Norm. Appreciate you calling in. That's exactly what this show is about, exactly what Norm just said. Helping folks, helping find outlets to sell their vehicles, looking for direction. Awesome call, Norm. We appreciate you calling in. If you're just tuning in, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. We've got Harvey hanging on line 3. Lines are open, 210-599-5555 or 1-800-299-KTSA. Let's get to Harvey. Harvey, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. How are y'all doing today?
Thank you, Harvey.
Awesome, Harvey. Appreciate it. How about you?
All right. Hey, I've got a 2007 Dodge pickup, Mega Cab with the 5.9 diesel in it. And I was curious as to how much it's worth. I'll consider selling it, but I'm not sure yet. But I just would like to know how much it's worth.
What's the miles on it? What's the mileage? What kind of mileage does it have? And what kind of miles?
It has 208,000 miles on it.
Well, I just told a man that as long as they're under 210, they're still sellable. And is it four wheel drive?
Yes, it's four wheel drive. It's automatic. I just said the transmission solely rebuilt on it. When I bought the pickup at 166,000 miles, it had a new long block put in it. I've done all kinds of work to it just to get on top that I'll buy something to fix it up and, you know, kind of try to make it worth a little more. But I was just curious as to what it's worth.
Probably wholesale market today is around 15. It might push to 16.
Okay. Does a headache rack and grill guard and all that make any difference?
That'll help a little bit, sure will. It'd been better if you'd have sold it at 198, believe it or not. It would have helped about $2,000. It'd be worth 17 to 18 with 198. It's that 200 is a mental thing for dealers and buyers.
Yes, sir.
Anybody out there that's got any inkling on selling a diesel, do it when it's in the 190s, because that 200's a mental thing and it makes it a lot tougher. But you're driving a great, awesome unit right now, the 5.9. I still pull with 5.9s. I've got 3 5.9s right now and I love them. They're great pullers and you've got a good unit.
And you said that was wholesale price?
Yeah, it's wholesale. Yeah, if you advertise it, I'd advertise it somewhere $18,000-$19,000. And if somebody's got a trade in on it, and they have to sell it, you can go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. We'll make an offer on the unit if they describe it right, and that way they'll sell their unit and they can buy your unit.
Okay.
We do that with a lot of people out there. If y'all selling a car and somebody's got something to trade, go to our website. We'll make an offer, and that way you can make your deal because we'll buy your unit.
Okay. All right. Well, I will give y'all a call Monday then.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Harvey, for calling.
Thank you.
And anybody else would like to call us, it's 830-625-7159. And if we get a lot of calls in any of these radio shows that I'm live on, I'll take the number down and call you personally after the show. If we run out of time today, and I know we're getting short on time, we just got a few minutes left, and maybe one other question.
I love that that ability to go to your website. Like you say, if you're looking to trade your car, or maybe you're looking to trade with somebody else or buy, to go there and have peace of mind to know walking into a deal what you should expect.
See, I bet a lot of cars from new car dealers all over this area and around, and they call with a description. We go over the car. It's the relationship I build with these guys, and I know the good ones and the bad ones and why I have to use a little extra room on some of these guys. But I get calls. I got called the other night at 9 o'clock from the Lexus store, and they had a real winner there. It was a toughie. It was a two-accident Jetta, and it's hard to guess what that car's worth, but they described the car to me, and I put a figure on it for them. And it was a diesel, which used to be a hot item. They've slowed down a little bit now because diesels got cheaper and gasoline's got cheaper. But we do this every day. This is a normal thing. If you give me description on 40 cars as fast as you describe it. I'll make an offer on the car. I do that every day. I'm at the auctions. I know when I walk in an auction what a car is worth, what I'm willing to pay. And if it stays below my figure, I buy it. If not, I learned how to walk around one, look at one real quick. Of course, at the auctions, you've got to stay on top of your game. A lot of guys go to these late model auctions, and they're there to make friends and talk to everybody and try to con somebody out of something. I'm there to do business. I want to buy and sell. I want to see what the market's going on. I'm not there to make friends. I've already got lots of friends. I want to be there to buy and sell and make money and know what's going on. But see, I take this business seriously. It's my life. I live, breathe, and eat this business, and that's the way it is. And so I want to help people. I want to give some back. I've been a blessed man for over 45 years in this business, and I love the business, and I want to help. But all these years, I couldn't figure out why there's no schooling on buying and selling cars. And we need to help the public. They need to know. We love y'all. Y'all need to know. Just like Mr. Easy said earlier, you know, he needs to make a fair profit. I want to make a fair profit. We don't want to rip you off. And that's the way it should be. And lots of times we don't know what this market is and what it's going to be. This market changes every day, and you never know who gets tied up on bidding on your cars at these auctions. We've had cars that we thought would bring 5,000 brings 9. I want to thank all the listeners and all the people calling and emailing us. God bless you. We love you. This is a great radio station. I love KTSA. I love Arnie. He's helped me so much. He's a great guy. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful man. He's taught me so much. He's put up with my not knowing the radio business
and trying to understand about, you know, I'm his northern.
He's a Yankee.
I'm a Yankee, so I'm dealing with this southern boy here. I'm just trying to figure out what the heck he's saying half the time.
God bless South San Antonio, South Texas. We love you. Call us. Email us. See us next week. See us 5 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock Saturday night, and next Sunday at 3.
830-625-7159. Give Randy a call next week. Inundate his phone lines. He wants to hear from you.
We want to buy and sell whatever we can. We want to help you. We want to answer any question. It may take me a day or two to get back to you, and I will call you.